Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Dr. Brad Balot, Chief Neurosurgeon at UPMC Hammett. And welcome to this February 2023 edition of Business Spotlight with UPMC Hammett. We're pleased to be joined today by neurosurgeon Dr. Brad Balot. Doctor, thanks for coming on to the program today. We really appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you for having me.
As per tradition on our Business Spotlight program, Dr. Balot, let's have you share with us your background and the path that led you to UPMC Hammett.
Sure. I am a neurosurgeon. That means that I specialize in surgical diseases of the brain and spine. I've been out of residency since 2005 now. I initially started my practice in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I worked there for about 5 or 6 years before moving to Erie, Pennsylvania over a decade ago to work with UPMC Hammett now.
Doctor, you just mentioned that you specialize in surgical diseases of the brain and spine. Can you go a little bit more in depth about that specialty?
Sure. Kind of a big range of things from issues like tumors and brain aneurysms to degenerative diseases of the spine, like herniated discs, back and neck problems, and even traumatic injuries of the brain and spine as well.
Of those specialty procedures you just mentioned, are there any of those in particular that you perform more often than others?
Me personally, I specialize in mostly spinal procedures. Some of the ones that require spinal instrumentation. I also do some brain tumors and enjoy doing spinal tumors and the traumas as well.
You mentioned spinal instrumentation. Take us through a more detailed explanation of that procedure.
Sure. That's in lay terms, most people think, hear the term spinal fusion. So when I say spinal instrumentation, I mean usually putting things like screws and rods into the spine to reconstruct issues, to stabilize an injured spine or a spine that can't stabilize itself anymore. So instrumentation means kind of putting in some metal screws and rods, but also doing some bone fusion to try to stabilize the spine to decrease pain and increase safety.
Is it safe to say that a lot of the patients that you've been performing these procedures on have been dealing with a significant amount of chronic pain?
Sometimes, yes, that's true. Of course, in traumatic injuries, it's a little bit different because that is more of an acute problem. But certainly, in the more elective stuff, the degenerative problems, pain's been going on for a long time before we actually get to surgery. There's so many non-surgical treatments for the spine that should be done first, obviously. Those would be things like physical therapy, pain management with injections and or medications. And if all else fails, then spine surgery becomes reasonable in certain cases.
Dr. Balot, I know that UPMC Hammett provides a new process for patients looking for a second opinion, especially if they've been told that they need spinal fusion surgery. Can you tell us more about this process?
Sure. If you've been recommended spine surgery, especially spinal fusion surgery, that's a big operation, and a lot of people rightfully are nervous about that. Sometimes that really is the right thing for people, and sometimes there are other alternatives. I'm never offended when one of my patients, and we have a long discussion about this, if after at the end of the discussion, they say, well, I'd like to see what someone else thinks, or is this the right thing? I think that's a smart decision a lot of the time. And this is really something that people are asking for. And people come to me, we see this a lot. People come to me and say, hey, somebody told me I need this. Will you just look over my things and make sure it's right? Sometimes they end up wanting me to do the surgery. Sometimes they just want me to say, yeah, that was the right thing to do. And they go on with their original plan. And so this is something that really patients were asking for, and now we've tried to streamline it and make it an easy process for them.
Doctor, how can someone set up a consultation if they are in need?
The best way to set something up would be to contact my office through our office number. That would be 814-877-5330. And let the receptionist know that you're interested in a second opinion for a surgery that you've been recommended. And they will put you in our special process queue to get a little bit of an expedited appointment, because a lot of times we know these things are time sensitive. You might have a surgery scheduled. We want to get you your answer quickly. So that'll get you in the process and in the works to get your case reviewed.
In your opinion, Dr. Bulat, do you feel that people tend to live with things such as back pain longer than they should because of the fear of surgery and what it entails?
Well, certainly, you know, we don't want people living and suffering in pain if we can avoid it. But surgery is a big step sometimes. So it's okay to go through the conservative treatments, and you should wait a little while to see if things get better. But we shouldn't let things drag on years and years and years. Now, there are certain conditions that we find more worrisome than others that need surgery more urgently. If, for example, you start developing weakness, if you start developing problems with bowel and bladder control and controlling your legs and unable to stand, people losing coordination in their hands and feet, those are kind of more, you know, urgent surgical issues. Somebody with chronic low back pain, we have the luxury of taking the time and trying the more conservative treatments before having to consider something like surgery. So there's a whole range of things to watch for.
Reverting back to something we discussed a couple of questions ago about the process that UPMC Hammett provides for patients looking for a second opinion, it very much seems that UPMC Hammett continues to challenge themselves to always offer a better, higher quality patient experience. They really seem to make the difficult times just a little easier for Erie patients. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I think that really is a key here at UPMC Hammett, and part of why I've been here for a decade. We listen to the patients. We identify the needs. This really is something people were asking for, and it's something we want to make easy for people. And we're not talking people just from Erie either. If people from Cleveland, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, I've had, you know, I took care of somebody from Florida about a month ago or 2 months ago now that came up for their surgery. But it's not just the appointment, just the second opinion we want to make easy. We want to make the whole experience easy. So we plan on providing a concierge service where we'll help you with the hotel room, we'll help you with the transportation, we'll help arrange things for you to make this as easy as possible. Because, I mean, when people ask for something, we really want to try to deliver.
Doctor, it's great to hear you describe those examples of how you can make the patient experience just a little bit easier, especially during difficult circumstances with those types of surgeries that you perform as a neurosurgeon. Moving on to our next question, Doctor, I believe that the neurosurgical program at UPMC Hammett is the largest in the Northwest Pennsylvania region. What are the other advantages of your program available to your Erie patients in addition to providing second opinion consultations?
As you mentioned, we are the largest program in Northwest Pennsylvania by far. And coming with that, even more than the size, is the experience in our program. I've been here for a decade. There are three surgeons that have been here for over 20 years. We have a newer surgeon that's been here almost 2 years just out of his residency and fellowship in Pittsburgh that's extremely well-trained. You won't be able to find that experience anywhere else. And it's really that experience that is so important for patients. We've been there, we've done that, we've seen things, and we're committed to the community. You know, this is the community where we live. We work in this community. These are the patients that we see, our patients out and around every day. So we really are committed to the community. That makes a big difference. But aside from just the people, it's the commitment of UPMC and Hammett to always provide the best. We have the best imaging equipment in the OR. For example, we have an intraoperative CT scan. We were one of the first in the area, in the country, to have this equipment and technology. We have the finest intraoperative navigation. So we really do have the tools and equipment in addition to the people to succeed.
Well, Dr. Bulat, that's a perfect segue into the next question. Because I'd like to ask you to share, and you mentioned a couple of them there, but are there any other technological advancements that you can discuss as far as equipment or new procedures in recent years that set your UPMC Hammett neurosurgery department apart from all the others?
I think more important than the technology and equipment is the people that we have using it. We certainly have the most advanced intraoperative imaging. We have the most advanced instrumentation and things that you can have, but we have people who know how to use it and when it's appropriate to use it. And I think that's even more important than the technology itself.
There's a common misconception out there that the larger the market, the better quality of care is provided. But when it comes to the neurosurgery department in UPMC Hammett, that statement is not only inaccurate, but your team is providing world-class care on a daily basis. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Absolutely. That's a really good point. And I've been in those larger markets. I operated, worked in, and trained in those markets. And at Hammett, because I love it here and because we can provide at least as good of quality, if not better quality care with a much better patient experience. I think that you'll find that as opposed to some of those larger markets, our patients aren't just a number. They're going to get a lot more personalized experience here, a lot more attention. And I think overall the experience for the patient is much better with no loss in quality of care. You're not giving anything up by having surgery in Erie rather than in Pittsburgh. We can do the exact same surgery as good as if not better with a much better experience for the patient.
Doctor, I'd like to have you walk us through what a patient should do. For example, if they've been a long sufferer of back pain, what's the best way to start the process of getting the help they need from yourself and your neurosurgery team?
Sure. For a new patient, frequently these are patients that are referred from their primary care physicians. They've been suffering with pain for a long time. Sometimes these patients have had some treatment before, such as physical therapy, pain management, and usually they've had imaging of their spine done before. Most likely that's an MRI scan. Once they've had this imaging that identifies a problem that might be surgically correctable, the physician will place a referral to our office. Our office will reach out to schedule an appointment, and they'll be scheduled with based on the patient's really convenience and preference, you know, with how they want to be seen. We do in-person visits with our physicians and our advanced practice providers. We do telemedicine visits. So sometimes these are just over the telephone. Sometimes they're through video calls like we're doing today. And sometimes we have the ability to do e-consult. If a patient really doesn't have time to see us and they just want to know what we have to say, their primary care physician can message us through our electronic systems. We can review it, get back to their primary care physician with a recommendation that'll be communicated to them. So really, we've got a lot of ways to make it work for people that need to be seen.
As we continue to focus on the back surgery aspect of neurosurgery, we mentioned earlier in the program the process that UPMC Hammett provides for patients looking to get a second opinion. How important in the lead up to back surgery do you think it is to seek that second opinion? Is it a positive step that the patient should be taking?
Absolutely. And I encourage it for my patients too. Don't hesitate. It's not an insult to your surgeon. It's not going to make anybody feel bad. It's not going to make anybody do a bad job when it comes to your surgery because you've got a second opinion. It's a good thing to make you feel better that you're doing the right thing. This is your back. It's a surgery that you've got to go through. So you definitely should make sure that you're comfortable going through it.
When patients find out that they potentially might need back surgery, there may be concerns that multiple surgeries might become part of the equation. Is that a legitimate concern?
Well, there are certainly cases where that happens, and those would be probably more the exception than the rule, but if certainly those are the ones that you hear about and you think about. But you never hear from the people that have had their one surgery, move on from it, and completely forget they've ever had spine surgery before. And you'd be surprised how many people, you know, I'll even see in my office for something unrelated to what they had done before. I'll look at their back and there's an incision and they're like, oh yeah, I had that surgery 15 years ago. I forgot about it. I was fine. So there is a minority of people that may have to have repeat surgery and other surgeries done in the future. And it's not necessarily because of their spine surgery. Remember, they're having spine surgery because they had a bad back to begin with. So other levels in the back that weren't operated on can continue to go bad and might need something in the future. But those are the ones kind of the more that you hear about. But certainly the vast majority of patients, you know, are not in that situation. You can have your surgery and go on to live a normal life really without restriction.
And that reminds me of a story, Dr. Blatt, that I want to share with you. I was having a conversation in regards to this episode of Business Spotlight with our general manager at WPSE, Joe Martin, and he was telling me the story about a morning show announcer that he worked with that was in so much pain due to his degenerative back condition that he would find him lying on the floor in the studio in the morning. He'd been dealing with it for a long period of time, finally elected to get the spine surgery, and was a completely new person afterwards. That has to be one of the most rewarding parts about what you do, is hearing stories and obviously seeing it up front and personal to be able to change people's lives like that.
That's the fun part of this job. That's, you know, that's why we do what we do. I get to see people after these surgeries, and then I can't tell how many times people say, "Oh my God, thank you. You've changed my life. You know, I wish I would have done this sooner." And one of the things I always tell my patients is, I'd rather you say, "I wish I would have done this sooner than I wish I never did this." So yes, a lot of people have been in pain for a long time. A lot of people take some time to get to the point where, yes, I'm okay having spine surgery. But really is, it can be a life-changing event for a lot of people. And, you know, the favorite thing that people say to me, and it makes me feel so good, is, "You've given me my life back." That's kind of the greatest thing to hear when, you know, see people in follow up. And that's why we do what we do.
Well, Dr. Bellott, we are heading towards the end of our program today. We always like to provide our guests the opportunity to get the final word in. Do you have some final thoughts you want to share about spinal surgery options at UPMC Hammett or the neurosurgery department at UPMC Hammett as well?
I'm very proud of our neurosurgery department at UPMC overall as being one of the tops in the country, and especially at UPMC Hammett for the experience that we have and the care that we provide our patients. I've been here, like I said, over 10 years now. The only reason I'm here is because of UPMC and UPMC Hammett. I enjoy working here. I'm passionate about what I do, and I love doing it here.
Okay, I got to sneak in a follow-up question, because hearing what you just said about how passionate you are about what you do, it's a reminder about something we brought up earlier in the show, that once again, the folks here in Erie really need to appreciate what they have in their backyard. And with what the UPMC Hammett Neurosurgery Department offers here locally, we are truly lucky to have that type of a resource, aren't we?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. We're very lucky to have this resource. And I think our patients really do appreciate it. We see it in their faces. We see it when we talk to them before and after surgery. The thankfulness that they don't have to drive to Pittsburgh or Cleveland to have something done, whether it's spine surgery or any other healthcare, you can stay here in Erie and be perfectly happy and get everything done in a much easier and better way.
Again, Dr. Bellott, we thank you so much for your time on today's Business Spotlight program. We really appreciate all the information and insight that you shared. For the listeners that tuned in today, if they are interested in finding out more information on how to reach out to the UPMC Hammett neurosurgery team, where is the best place to find out that information?
The best place and best resource is to go to upmchammett.com. And from there, you'll be able to find all the resources that direct you to our Division of Neurosurgery at Hammett. If you're interested in the UPMC overall Department of Neurosurgery, you'll find that on upmc.com. And you can always feel free to call our office at 814-877-5330.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, is in the Business Spotlight.